It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. In this global financial crisis, we haven't heard much from Africa. The continent isn't a major player in the world's stock markets. But the international turmoil is affecting food prices, commodity prices, and the money that many African families receive from relatives working overseas. NPR's Ophebia Quist-Arkton reports from Senegal.
Welcome to Main Street in dusty downtown Dakar, the bustling capital of Senegal. Now, while many residents of this coastal West African city may not fully follow the complexities of the recent financial turmoil on Wall Street and beyond, the Senegalese are no strangers to the word crisis, their own existing daily crises, just trying to survive.
Oh, la, la.
Night has fallen in Dakar, and street vendors are desperately trying to offload a few more items before the close of business. They were too busy to talk, but one young man walking down the street, Mustapha Diouf, was keen to share his views on the impact of the global financial crisis.
I saw an interview of one director of one bank here in Senegal. He said that the financial crisis will not affect, the bank here in Senegal, in Africa in general. But I know very well that this will affect Africa. This will affect Senegal in general. This will affect people like me, the people who are here in downtown selling things in order to go back to their home and feed their families.
My name is Ndeysou.
26-year-old Ndeysou hawks trinkets and traditional dolls up and down the streets of Dakar. She was in no mood to chat, but she nodded, saying, wow, wow, which means yes in Wolof. Yes, she had been following the news of the growing international financial mess on the radio, so then burst out with a litany of complaints about her immediate concern, the high cost of living here in Senegal.
Senegal, c'est cher. La villa, c'est cher. Vraiment. Le riz, c'est cher.
What isn't expensive in Senegal? Life is tough, explodes this mother of a 5-year-old son. She says fish, a staple here, is expensive. The staple rice, too, even salt. Everything has gone up in price in the market. Plus school fees, transport, you name it. Everything is costly. Yet no one has a proper job, she said. We just can't afford to feed our families or send our children to school anymore. Every single day is a struggle. Sow's concerns are mirrored all over Africa. She may not have a bank account or a mortgage or stocks and shares, but that does not diminish her worries about trying to make ends meet. Crucial remittances are already down from Africans working abroad. They keep many families back home afloat. The big question now for Africa is, how badly will the continent be bruised by the global financial meltdown? Former Nigerian finance minister and now World Bank managing director Ngozi Okonjo-Iweala.
It's becoming clear that African countries, many developing countries, will not be immune to the spillover effects of this global financial crisis. So we consider that poor people within these countries, you know, are now at a kind of danger zone. And the danger for them lies in the fact that they are taking a hit from what I call the four Fs: the food crisis, the fuel crisis, the fertilizer crisis, and now the financial crisis.
She's referring to the massive rise in the price of these commodities over the past year or so that has prompted riots in several African countries, including here in Senegal. Okonjo-Iweala warns that the current global turbulence could certainly have a knock-on effect on the continent.
In terms of the liquidity crunch and in terms of the impact on exports, this could be the medium through which this is transmitted to African countries.
But will that World Bank pledge make a difference to the lives of people like Ndeysou, the Senegalese street vendor?
No, les Senegalais là, tu n'es pas content.
So's priority right now is just to be able to put food on her table. She says nothing is going right in Senegal, and life is just too pricey. Looking beyond individual cases, there's also the issue of foreign aid. If donors are feeling the financial pinch, won't they be inclined to reduce aid to Africa? Again, World Bank Managing Director and former Nigerian Finance Minister Ngozi Okonjo-Iweala.
There's fear and uncertainty about that, but we hope that even though developed countries are struggling right now with their own crisis, we hope that they will not cut back on what they have promised to the developing countries, because a 1% reduction in growth could trap 20 million more people into poverty.
A grim prospect for millions of already poor Senegalese and many other Africans. Ophebia Quist-Arkton, NPR News, Dakar.